T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very life.
Grizzlies played another scrimmage at Disney World last night. Lost to the Rockets. It's 0-2 in scrimmages, but they're just scrimmages. Nobody's going to freak out about a scrimmage. We'll get into that in the next segment. But right now, David Sampson is the former president of the Miami Marlins, one who guided that franchise to a World Series title in 2003. These days, he's my colleague at CBS Sports, where he hosts Nothing Personal with David Sampson, a daily podcast that you can subscribe to anywhere you subscribe to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. Please make David Sampson the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, David, this morning the news breaks. 11 of the 33 Marlins who have been traveling with the team tested positive for COVID-19, plus two coaches. Quickly, tonight's game between the Marlins and Orioles was postponed, and because the Phillies played the Marlins yesterday, tonight's game between the Phillies and Yanks also postponed. So let's just start here. When you heard the news, your reaction was what?
Well, frankly, it was the same reaction I had after four players tested positive yesterday with the Marlins. It started with their catcher, and then it moved on to their starting pitcher, who was scratched before yesterday's game, along with their starting outfielder and their DH. So there were four players already unavailable, and I had known from dealing with COVID for all these months that that's the beginning of an outbreak. So started thinking, what's going to happen now with the Marlins and with the Phillies? And then I started thinking about the Yankees. So all these things were going through my head, but I certainly was hoping that when they tested everyone again, there wouldn't be another seven players.
David, like the NBA, I'm certain, knows exactly what it's going to do if they have a similar situation in the bubble. But because it's a bubble, that type of situation seems less likely. Not impossible, but less likely. Why didn't Major League Baseball know what it was going to do yesterday when this problem presented itself yesterday? Because according to the reports, the Marlins just sort of discussed it among themselves and decided, we got these positive tests, but let's go play, and now we've got a bigger problem. How was that allowed to happen?
Well, actually, if you look back at the rules of baseball this year, every team has 60 players on its roster. And Major League Baseball had contemplated the very real possibility that there would be positive tests on a team. And the question that has never been answered until now is, how many positive tests would it take to postpone a game? How many positive tests would it take to postpone two games or a week and then a season? And baseball and the players' union did not want to answer any of the questions other than follow the protocols, and if you have positive tests, there are rules of what have to happen to those players, but then take other players onto your team and keep playing baseball.
Talking to David Sampson, a former president of the Miami Marlins. He is now the host of Nothing Personal with David Sampson, a daily podcast you can subscribe to anywhere you subscribe to podcasts. Are you disappointed in Rob Manfred, the commissioner's, the way he's handled this entire situation? Because, you know, listen, I watch baseball Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, probably so much that I was driving my wife crazy. I think it's strange to not have fans, but I still like watching baseball, and now we've got a real problem. And what appears to be a lack of leadership. Is that a fair assessment, or am I overplaying that?
No, listen, everybody is saying that, and I want to address that because I am close to Rob and was a part of when he became commissioner, so I don't want to appear biased because I've criticized him on nothing personal when I think he's made a mistake, including today when I said on the show that he took way too long to come out with a statement and that he should have been forward-facing immediately once the Marlins had all these positive tests because there was so much uncertainty and so much anxiety. But the reality is that what's happening now in baseball is exactly what many predicted would happen, which is because of no bubble, you've got players and teams traveling in and out of states. This is the reason why the Toronto Blue Jays cannot play in Toronto, exactly what happened with the Marlins. But baseball was aware this could happen. So Rob Manfred worked with the union, worked with the players, and what happened yesterday was a plan. The Marlins players said, we have four positive tests, but next man up, we have a game to play, the show must go on. Only when baseball and the commissioner and the owners and the head of the union, only when they get together and decide, no more, we cannot go any further, that's when baseball will stop.
Talking to David Sampson here, former president of the Miami Marlins, host of Nothing Personal with David Sampson. That's a daily podcast you can subscribe to anywhere you subscribe to podcasts. You know, when we initially heard that Major League Baseball's opening day was going to be delayed, but then that they were going to try to have a season in some form, all of the initial plans, at least the reported plans, involved a bubble, like in Arizona or Florida or maybe even both. Ultimately, they didn't go with a plan in a bubble, and at least on a day like today, that seems regrettable to some degree. Is it as simple as they couldn't sell it to their players, or is it more complicated than that?
I think it's a bit more complicated. So one of the big misconceptions is that the Arizona-Florida bubble plan was an actual plan. Here's how it actually went down. When you have a problem to solve, you get your top people at the table, and you just start throwing out ideas. And when one person at the table leaks information to the media, then all of a sudden you have the media saying, well, looks like there's going to be a bubble in Arizona and Florida. When in fact it was just an idea thrown out there along with many other ideas as baseball tried to navigate what has never taken place in 100 years. So no one at the table knew what to do, and of course they wouldn't, just like no one in business, no one in any sport has really known what to do. We've all made adjustments as time has passed. The bubble plan in baseball, just like it doesn't work in football, you can't have a regular season in a bubble. NHL and NBA were able to do it because their seasons were basically over, so they're having their playoffs in a bubble, which is something MLB could do in October, but you can't do a regular season in a bubble.
So if I would have put you at that table back in March, April, May, whenever, what would have been your advice? I know now you have the benefit of hindsight, but still, you're a smart guy. I'm curious, what would you have proposed?
Yeah, I was on record in May and in March, April, May, talking about what I would do, and baseball's done a lot of it. I would be much more strict on testing. It should be every day. I would make sure that the test results are coming back as quickly as possible and not lagging. I would make sure that anytime there's a positive test that player does not play, and that's period, like done. And I would make sure that there was as little travel as possible. And what MLB did with the schedule is teams are traveling every two or three games. And I wanted to do a schedule where teams were in one place for five, six, 7 or 8 days so they could travel less and have fewer opportunities to be outside of their home. But at the end of the day, my job, if I worked in baseball, is to get revenue. And we have to have baseball in October, postseason baseball. So maybe I just would have had no regular season and gone right to a postseason tournament if the TV networks would have agreed. But, Gary, this is a tough situation. No one's ever gone through it, and you're going to make mistakes.
Are you optimistic? Like, as we sit here, 5:36 Eastern, 4:36 here in Memphis on July 27th, are you optimistic that we're going to be able to get through this season and actually crown a World Series champion?
I really want to be. I'm worried right now about the Philadelphia Phillies, who were in contact with the Marlins this weekend, and they are waiting for their test results. The entire team got tested. If there's another team with an outbreak this large, I'm worried that baseball will realize that the competitive integrity of the game is in jeopardy. And then I think the season could get suspended or canceled because the Marlins can play tomorrow in Baltimore. They've got enough players in their 60-man bubble to field the team, but it's just not going to be a good team. And at some point, if enough teams have to play with their minor leaguers, that makes it not a good situation for TV, fans, or anybody.
I believe I saw you tweet something about this. If it wasn't you, I apologize. But, you ran a Major League Baseball franchise, so I'm interested. How much does it complicate, calling up minor leaguers well before you would do it under normal circumstances, from a contract perspective, from a confidence development perspective? Like, all of this stuff has unintended consequences.
Yeah, let me be clear to you, Gary, and I'm going to say this anytime anyone asks me. If I'm the president of the Marlins today, or any Major League Baseball team, I am not calling up my best young players no matter what happens. I would rather have me and you in the lineup than call up my best prospects and start the clock on them earlier than it needs to be, which means they'd become a free agent a year early.
Right.
They'd be under your control for a year less. You'd have to pay them an arbitration a year sooner. The impact of that lasts for years and costs tens of millions of dollars. So no matter what happened, if I had 30 guys go down with COVID, I would find the hot dog vendor and then people from the California Penal League and me and you, and we would suit them up because I'm not starting the clock on these good young players.
No, I think that's sensible. I'm wrapping up here with David Sampson. He is former president of the Miami Marlins. He is the host of Nothing Personal with David Sampson, daily podcast you can subscribe to anywhere you subscribe to podcasts. Last thing before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. Marcus Stroman, Justin Verlander, several other players have already gone down with injuries. Are these things, in your opinion, things that would happen under normal circumstances, or do you think it's tied at all to the rush to get ready to start this abbreviated season?
Yeah, it sounds like you're a loyal listener to Nothing Personal, for which I certainly appreciate. Corey Kluber was just announced as likely to miss much of the season with a problem in his shoulder and a slight tear. These injuries, Steven Strasburg with his nerve injury in his hand, I said from the top of the mountain, screaming as loud as I could, that the way spring training part two happened was not going to be good for players and their health. And the reason is that you had pitchers who were taking the mound and facing live hitters way earlier than they normally would in a spring training. And you had teams not playing any exhibition games except one, two, or three at most, with the Tampa Bay Rays and the Mariners playing zero. And then all of a sudden they're playing full-speed regular season games that matter three times as much as a normal regular season game. So that leads to exertion that is inappropriate for their shape, and that's how players get hurt. So I do believe players are in more jeopardy now because of the rush to get back to playing regular season games.
That is David Sampson, former president of the Miami Marlins, host of Nothing Personal with David Sampson. Daily podcast, you can subscribe anywhere you subscribe to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. He is on Twitter at David P. Sampson. Go follow him at David P. Sampson. David, I know how busy you have to be on a day like today where baseball is the dominant story. So I appreciate you carving out a few minutes for me, and I'll catch up with you real soon.
You had me at hello, Gary. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, buddy. I'll see you. That's David Sampson, former president of the Miami Marlins. That is interesting. A lot of stuff that he said, but the point about the bubble situation for Major League Baseball as it compares to, the NBA or the NHL. This is something I have touched on before, but perhaps not enough. The difference is the NBA just has to, really get the playoffs in. I mean, they're going to do the 8 seeding games, but that's to get ready for the playoffs and, check some contract boxes with local television. NHL, same type. MLS, they're just doing a tournament. Is it practical to start and play an entire season, even if it's only 60 games, inside of a bubble that is then followed by the postseason? Like, Major League Baseball decided no. And perhaps it's because it's just not. B, maybe it's because they couldn't convince their players, even if they thought it was. But either way, when I mention that very early on, a lot of the plan, reported plans, and I described it that way intentionally, reported plans were about a Florida bubble or an Arizona bubble. As David points out, those weren't plans as much as they were ideas. Like, hey, what can we try this? Just like if you're sitting down and you're brainstorming with, you know, at home with your wife, or, you know, at the golf course with your buddies, or in the office with, you know, business colleagues. All right, we got this thing we're going to try to do. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? What do you think about that? And suddenly an idea gets reported as a plan, and then when they don't execute that, quote, plan, it means that they decided not to go with that plan, when the truth is it might have never been a plan. It might have just been an idea that they decided very early on, we can't do it, or we can't convince our players to do it. So now here we are. But undeniably, today was a bad day for Major League Baseball. And I think by extension, a bad day for college football, for college basketball, and for the NFL. Why? Because those are four big-time sports in this country that are going to try, at least as of right now, to start and complete an entire season outside of a bubble. Can they do it? Maybe. Hopefully. It's a lot on the line here. But the early returns from Major League Baseball are not encouraging. I hated hearing that news this morning because I knew what it would mean. We've already got two games tonight postponed. And if you think this is the last time this is going to happen, you're out of your mind. Today it's the Marlins. You know, next week it'll be somebody else. 3 weeks from now, it'll be somebody else. I hope not, but given the rate at which the virus is spreading in too many states in our country, and these players are living in some of those communities and then bouncing around to other communities to play baseball games, like, you know, you start connecting dots, you reach the same conclusion pretty quickly. And it should be noted, you know, Dr. Anthony Fauci, like, he is on record about this at least a month ago. He said he didn't, he was asked about football, not Major League Baseball, but the same answer more or less, regardless of sport. He said, I don't know how you can do this outside of a bubble in this country right now. You can maybe do it outside of a bubble in another country that has the virus more under control. We are not there right now. And clearly things have gotten worse from a infection perspective, from a positive case, hospitalizations, like everything has been getting worse, not better. And so now we're still trying to plunge forward with team sports. And again, it was a fun Thursday and a fun Friday and a fun Saturday and a fun Sunday. But Monday we got some sobering news, and now we'll see what Tuesday looks like when Tuesday gets here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.